Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
The Nike slogan doesn't say, just try it. Oh, okay, just try it. No, just do it, man.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You hear it right here on Ring Talk with Pedro, number one in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk live worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks. Celebrating 29 years of radio this weekend. 29 years of radio. 1984, a radio presence of 29 years. And here I sit on the best network in the world, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We have open the phone lines because we're talking Mayweather, Canelo, post-fight, of course. Floyd Mayweather looking absolutely brilliant. I've never seen a fighter look any better than that. And I'm not a big Floyd Mayweather fan, per se. I mean, I don't like Floyd Mayweather person sometimes, but I've seen him do some off-the-wall things. But as a fighter, inside the squared circle, okay, he is nearly perfect. Still 45-0, 26 KOs. Whomping on Saul Alvarez last night. Canelo, well, they called him Cinnamon. I told you he was as green as guacamole, and guess what? Pedro was right again. I was right again. This guy was just too green for Floyd Mayweather. I mean, why would you? He did the same thing Robert Guerrero did, like in May. Why would you try to outbox the best boxer in the world? That's like trying to beat the best sprinter in the world in a sprint. You know it ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Saturday show, we had Larry Merchant doing the preview. In about 10, 15 minutes, Larry Merchant will be doing the review on Mayweather-Canelo right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is your inside look into the world of boxing live on the iHeartRadio Network and the American Forces Network.
You owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides a therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors, so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
There's only one Mayweather. There's only one Mayweather. He talks the talk, and he walks the walk. Walking to the money land.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Check it, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. And, of course, we have just joined the iHeartRadio Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks. We're going to the results last night. Of course, Las Vegas, a majority decision for Floyd Mayweather. And I talked about that judge, C.J. Ross, the female judge, who had it 114-114. I had a 120-108. I was trying to give Canelo Alvarez rounds, you know, welfare rounds we call them when we're scoring fights. Try to give him a charity round here and there. Just couldn't do it. He just didn't sustain 3 minutes of action in which he dominated the 3 minutes. It just didn't happen. I mean, he had a couple of little light flurries here and there, and there were like some 30-second exchanges in which he won. But for the most part, Mayweather would come back and school him right away. So at the end of the day, Floyd Mayweather won by scores of 117-111. Which is almost nine, two and one, I believe, in rounds. And the other score is 116-112. And of course, CJ Ross comes up with this 114-114 score in a fight in which I said was a shutout. And when I talked to my other friends, my Mexican friends, they thought the fight was a shutout as well. They agree that Canelo Alvarez is not cinnamon. He's green like guacamole, okay? But back to CJ Ross. How about the Tim Bradley-Manny Pacquiao fight last year? She had a 115-113 for Bradley. Remember that? And everybody was saying, man, Pacquiao got ripped off there. Juan Carlos Burgos and Leo Cruz. Ross was the only judge to score the fight in favor of Burgos. It was scored a 95-95 draw. Of course, that was in 2011. Abner Meris, Joseph Agbiko won. She was the only one not to see Meris the winner. She scored the fight 113-113. I mean, how many rounds is this chick scoring at 113-113? And 2011, she did another fight, Radu Morel and Javier Gallo. I mean, and then the Kendall Holt, Ben Tacky fight, the Kevin Kelly, Humberto Soto fight. Ross was the only judge to score it in favor of Kelly. She saw it a 114-114 draw. And everybody knows that Soto beat up the old man, Kevin Kelly. Kevin Kelly, the Flushing Flash, the former Flushing Flash, okay? He wasn't flashy that night. He was there to get paid and lose. And he did. But CJ Ross called it a draw. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, back about 20 years ago, HBO came out with a pay-per-view product called TVKO. And they hired this lady by the name of Cindy Barton, who was Jim Hunter. Jim Hunter is a boxing publicist. He used to be a newspaper writer, I believe, as well, in Las Vegas. But Cindy Barton was married to Jim Hunter. And Cindy Barton was a female judge in Las Vegas, okay? And then she got this job with TVKO, and I was sitting next to her in Sacramento, California. You know, we were sitting in the press row, and I happened to be sitting next to the TV that night. And she couldn't come up with a score after 12 rounds of a fight. So I laid into her on the radio, did some TV, laid into her on that, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she was canned. And I think that she was a bad representation of female judging. I also think that CJ Ross is a bad representation of female judging. I think it's bad. She's throwing females back 15, 20 years. I mean, these incredible scores she keeps coming up with. 114, 114, 113, 113. When's the last time you've seen a fight scored like that? Huh? Come on. She's always looking to sit on the fence, folks. She's always looking to sit on the fence. In other words, don't want to tick this person off, don't want to tick that person off. I just want to keep getting assignments. And guess what? She keeps getting assignments, much like Dolby Shirley, the former Las Vegas judge who, in the minds of some, was a judge of ill repute. Okay, he was not a very good judge. Of course, he started off with the Vito Adafermo Marvin Hagler fight back, I think, in 79. He had Adafermo winning. Come on, Hagler schooled him in that fight. You and I know that, and all the historians know it. But the bottom line is, Dolby kept getting assignments. Dolby even said some nasty things about people that were in power in Nevada, and he still kept his job. Dolby must have had pictures of somebody, nasty pictures of somebody, because the way Dolby kept his work, I just couldn't understand it. Because his work product, much like C.J. Ross, is not in the, how can I put this, the realm of reality all the time. We'll just leave it at that. I think she should be replaced. I think she should go back to the amateurs. And guess what? Listen, these last five fights that she's done, especially like the Bradley Pacquiao fight, that should have been a warning for Keith Kaiser and the people in Nevada State Athletic Commission that it was time to send her on her way. The semi-main event, Saturday night. They called this show The One. Of course, that was the main event. Floyd Mayweather now 44-0. Saul Alvarez losing for the first time, now 42-1 with a draw on 31 KOs. Alvarez didn't win too many rounds, but the semi-main event, back to that. That was an exciting fight. I mean, Lucas Matisse, the Argentine slugger, the guy had like 31 knockouts and 33 wins or something like that. So he comes to fight. He can crack. He can punch. But last night, he wasn't really punching well. And he didn't really land as hard on Danny Garcia as I thought he would in the early going. And then he got tired. And then his eye closed. And when his eye closed, guess what? Garcia's right eye. And Garcia started landing left hooks at will. And that was the story of the fight, just landing those left hooks up against the side of the face that Matisse couldn't see. Matisse's one-dimensional. He didn't box very well. His jab was almost non-existent. He threw roundhouse punches. His hook was very wide. His right hand wasn't very straight. These were all things that I thought he had corrected. In fact, in his last fight with Lamont Peterson, and I mean, holy cow. I mean, you figure for sure that, you know, this guy's the real deal, right? Well, guess what? The real deal sort of got exposed last night. He's got bad footwork, that Argentine footwork. Something about guys from Argentina, they all like to, like, lumber around the ring like Carlos Monzon. Sorry, Richie Jones, my historian down there in Las Vegas, but they all seem to lumber around the ring. And all in all, the fighter from Argentina, what can I say? Not the greatest fighter in the world, but back to the greatest fighter in the world as far as 140 pounds is concerned, Danny Garcia. I mean, come on now. 27-0, 16 KOs. Danny did drop him one time, got him hurt and got him up against the ropes, and he sort of like slid and slide. And it could have been knocked down. It could not have been a knockdown, but it sort of was a knockdown because it was a result of getting hit. He wasn't pushed down. It was a questionable knockdown, but I still think that Danny Garcia would have won the fight going away. Danny Garcia won on my card 114-1. They take it back, 115-112. It was a decisive win for the fighter from Philadelphia, as I said, the Puerto Rican young man. And Puerto Rico's been having some problems in boxing. I mean, ever since Felix Trinidad retired, everybody's getting lit up like the White House Christmas tree. I mean, Juan Manuel Lopez, he got exposed, man. Knocked out twice, three times. He's done. Forget it. Stick a fork in him, okay? There's another fighter went last week, a Puerto Rican fighter of note, and he lost. So the bottom line is Puerto Rico needs their fighters. And, of course, the island has produced so many greats, Wilfredo Gomez, Wilfredo Benitez. I can go on and on, Alfredo Escalera. I mean, there were some great fighters that come out of the island of Puerto Rico. And if you really want to think about it, Danny Garcia, being of Puerto Rican descent, does represent Puerto Rico as well as the United States. But he is the undisputed world junior welterweight champion. I hope to get him on the air in the next couple of weeks, because last night he showed me a lot. He showed the world a lot. I mean, he threw combinations when he was in danger, in heat. In the heat of battle, he was not folding, man. This kid was not folding. He was what his father, Angel Garcia, said he is, the best fighter at 140. Okay, at 147, a little bit too slow. I wouldn't want to see him stepping up to fight Floyd Mayweather. Back to Mayweather. Who fights Floyd Mayweather next? I don't know. I don't think there's anybody under 168 pounds that can beat Floyd Mayweather. I think Andre Ward might be able to beat him because he's just so much bigger than him, okay, and just stalking him and that kind of stuff. I think that might work. But outside of that, I can't see Floyd losing to anybody at middleweight. I mean, Matthew Macklin, any of those guys. Sergio Martinez, the recognized middleweight champion, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., he's not going to lose to any of those guys. He's just not going to. And at 154, he's just taking out his most viable opponent, the guy that made him all the money. I mean, last night, I'm going to tell you, this pay-per-view, the way I'm feeling, people are going to laugh when I say this, but I think it's going to do over the 2.4 million pay-per-view buys that the Oscar De La Hoya Floyd Mayweather fight of 2007 did. I really do. I think it's going to break the records. It broke all the records as far as live attendance and money and all that kind of stuff. I mean, come on. The fight sells out in 24 hours. It's like an $80 million. I mean, it was just an incredible amount of money. They did closed circuit. Supposedly, they sold like 25,000 seats in closed circuit television in Las Vegas. 25,000 seats at the very minimum, or 25,000 were sold out as of a week ago. So they were opening up more venues. I mean, the fight was hot. It was the hottest thing going, the fight of 2013. And guess what? Mayweather put up. He didn't run. He didn't hide. He stood right there in the pocket, folks. Right there in the pocket, right within range of Saul Alvarez, okay, and just picked him apart. Sliced him here, sliced him there, sliced dice, moved to the right, shoulder, feints. And even, you know what's funny is I watched the fight with my cousin Al and his lovely fiance Martha, and Martha doesn't know a whole lot about boxing, okay? She's seen like two or three fights in her life. You know what she says? Look at the way he uses that shoulder to block those punches. Talking about the shoulder defense of Floyd Mayweather. Yeah, it was in full gear last night. He was brilliant. It was pugilistic brilliance. Like him or not, you got to give him props. He didn't get hit solid the entire time. I mean, Mayweather, he took a few shots, but nothing was real solid. And guess what? Every time that Alvarez hit Mayweather, Mayweather came back. Even inside, he was scoring inside with two-punch combinations. Canelo would get off one punch, and guess what? Floyd come back with two, three, and then step away, land that right hand lead, left hooks. I mean, he was throwing hooks. And, you know, Mayweather's not a big hook guy. That's what sort of surprised me last night. The reason why he doesn't throw too many hooks is because it's a risky punch to throw. It takes a long time to deliver, and sometimes you get cracked when you throw that with a straight right hand, okay? But not last night. Mayweather was all over him, throwing hooks, uppercuts, wide right uppercuts from the outside. He just disrespected. I mean, as Saul Alvarez was going, he was just disrespected, sort of treated like a B or a C fighter. And maybe he just is a B or a C fighter, because I saw the guy stumbling over his feet in the first and the third rounds. I noticed that he was stumbling. I mean, he was like a three-legged table, okay, straight up. If Mayweather had turned on the gas a little bit earlier, because he was trying to get him out of there, 8, 9, 10, and 11, looking for shots, had he turned on the gas just a little bit earlier, Saul Alvarez would not have heard the final bell. But, of course, the fight that stole the show, no question, Danny Garcia looking so good against, Lucas Matisse. Lucas Matisse coming in a favorite, a solid betting favorite. He lost. As far as Ishii Smith is concerned and Carlos Molina, well, that was one of those fights, and I think it was for the IBF 154-pound trinket, okay? That was one of those fights where you could have went to the bathroom for a long time. You could have went to the store to get a beer. I mean, you could have got on the phone. You could have went outside and smoked a cigarette. And guess what? You wouldn't have missed nothing. Because both Molina and Ishii Smith are not upper echelon fighters. I think Larry Merchant said, and he'll be here in just a few minutes, the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant, will be here in just a few minutes. So if you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. But Larry said, I said, Larry, you see much improvement in Ishii Smith? He says, what's there to improve on? There's no room for improvement. There really isn't. So last night he dropped the IBF title to Carlos Molina in a decision. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. James Brown, the godfather of soul, taking us to break here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and of course the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Do you have an idea for a new product? I'm Kevin Harrington. As an investor shark on a hit TV show and infomercial pioneer, I've launched over 500 new inventor products. I've joined with InventHelp to look for new products for TV. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984. They can help you prepare your idea and submit it to companies for their review. While not every idea will work for television, InventHelp has more than 7,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. Do you want to find out how to try and get your idea in front of companies for their review? Well, call InventHelp today for free information.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. The call is free, and so is the information, so call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it, and I can take it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know? His dudeness, or duder, or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Darkest of night, with the moon shining bright, there's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power.
Like Mom said, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, the Sunday edition. Of course, we go from 11 a.m. Pacific time to 1 p.m. Pacific time, 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's the Sunday review show. The Saturday preview show goes at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and that covers boxing and MMA as well. 11 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, we talked to him about the preview. Now we'll talk to him about the review. I'm talking about the godfather himself, Larry Merchant. Larry, I was entertained by last night's main event.
I thought it was a good main event, and I thought there was a good prelim fight. And I don't think there'd be too many complaints from people who shelled out, I don't know what, $60-75.
Yeah, what's funny is that a lot of friends of mine watched it for free, and there's different ways to watch it for free, and they did watch it for free, and they got great quality. But the $70, $75, I really think you're pushing the envelope a little bit too much there. But then again,
did they get their money's worth, the guys who didn't pay anything?
Yeah, they definitely got their money's worth. I mean, holy cow, they loved it. Anyway, but I thought the fight was very, very one-sided. I was really trying hard to give Alvarez rounds, and I couldn't find. There was a couple where I said, maybe, but I didn't do it. I ended up scoring the fight a shutout. Might have been a little bit too much for Mayweather, but one of the judges had it 117-111. The other one had it like 116-112, and then the 114-114 score. Larry, can you explain that for me, please?
Yeah, they have three judges, and two of them got it right, and that's what we hope for. The result was right.
Oh, okay.
I thought that Canelo won three or four rounds, and he was clearly beaten, but I don't think he was embarrassed. I don't think in my view, anyone thinks that he's still not a serious young fighter. Nobody has done really well against Mayweather, with perhaps the exception of Cotto.
Maybe Castillo the first time.
Well, but that's back when he was a lightweight. I'm talking about since he moved up into the welterweight divisions. I think although Oscar plainly fought him well in that fight. He is just the kind of textbook boxer who is always going to win a sparring session. And he did again last night.
Larry Merch is our guest. We're talking about Floyd Mayweather, of course, showing the absolute pugilistic brilliance against Saul Canelo Alvarez. I mean, wow. I mean, it's from uppercuts, as I said, every punch you could imagine, and the shoulder defense. And you know, as Larry, I was mentioning a little earlier, is that I watched the fight with a couple of squares, being my cousin and his girlfriend, and she thought that she had never watched boxing before. She goes, look at the way that guy uses his shoulder to block those punches. I mean, she's even noticing the talent of Floyd Mayweather, and she knows nothing about boxing.
Well, I think that, you know, because he's been around a long time, because he's been on top for a long time, people train their eyes on him, as well as the fact that he's a provocative personality. And so they get to see what textbook classic boxing is, or at least was. His father was a boxer, not as good as his son, obviously. His two uncles were fighters, and he comes from a tradition, and he's very good at what he does, and has reduced most opponents to opponents.
Okay. But, you know, if you noticed last night, the punk attitude, I'll put it there, the rude attitude sort of was taken away. He was very humble in his interviews, and with Canelo, he tried to tap gloves a few times. Canelo didn't want any part of that. Of course, Canelo
was probably... Well, because Canelo was trained to understand that... that
Floyd
Mayweather is a con artist. I mean, that's what fighters do. They're constantly conning you, or boxers do, into thinking they're going to do one thing and doing another. And we recall what happened with Ortiz. So he wasn't taking any of that stuff, any of that kindness in the ring, because he knew that what would follow it would be a shot to the head. But be that as it may, I thought Canelo gave the best account of himself he could. I think that he's a future middleweight, and upward and onward.
Okay, a couple of heavyweight fights coming up. David Haye and Tyson Fury are going to hook it up in the U.K. Probably will be one of the biggest box office attractions in the United Kingdom in a long time.
Can I interrupt you for a
Go
moment?
Go ahead, sir.
I did say before the fight that I thought that Canelo would be or could be a serious challenger. And I think I was wrong. He didn't have the kind of aggression that a guy his size should have to be a serious challenger. So I'll take that one on the chin.
Okay.
But
me too.
Recall that I also picked Garcia.
Yeah.
To beat Matisse.
Yeah, you did, and I didn't, and so you got to get.
That was a damn good fight.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Danny Garcia, he showed the chin of like an iron chin. He took some great shots early on, and.
I have an emotional stake in this since I spent a good
time of your life,
part of my years in Philadelphia, and I root for the next young Philadelphia fighter.
All right. Larry, you got time to spend another 10 minutes with me?
Sure.
All right, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Mixed martial arts encompasses the next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking about UFC, of course, UFC. The rest of the calendar year, the MMA world, Ronda Rousey, the hottest thing as far as media is concerned in combat sports, man. HBO, she's going everywhere. Anyway, got some news on Ronda in hour number two as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to get the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else. I'm just normal, spend time with my children.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mission Impossible. Mr. Phelps could not have beaten Floyd Mayweather last night, folks, whether he destroyed the tape beforehand or not. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We're talking heavyweights with the godfather himself. I'm talking about Larry Merchant. Larry, Tyson Fury, big, tall guy, 6'7", not always in the best of shape. Got a decent record, 21 in zip, 15 KOs. Taking on David Haye, former cruiserweight, and I think one-time WBA heavyweight title holder, 26-2. 24 KOs was stopped once as a cruiserweight. This is a big fight in the UK, Larry. I mean, everybody, this is the bud. This is the Canelo Alvarez Mayweather fight of the UK right now.
Well, look, the UK is where boxing began, and it's still a very big deal there. You know, they have their version of football, soccer, and right next to that, it's boxing. There's a weekly boxing slick magazine filled with news about amateurs and local fights and regional fights and empire fights and so on. So boxing is a big deal over there, and they've got a big heavyweight. They just had a big heavyweight who got blown out twice by the old American Tony Thompson.
Yep.
And
David Price.
I think that most of the conventional wisdom is that Fury will get blown out as well by the speed of a smaller guy.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, Larry, I got to go to Budapest, Hungary, and part of the award ceremony in which I worked, I got to introduce the president of Hungary, János Áder, and that was quite an honor because I don't think I've ever introduced a head of state before. So that was sort of cool. Don King was there, and everybody sung Don King, happy birthday. But Vladimir Klitschko is the WBO Fighter of the Year. Of course, the world heavyweight champion. What's he now? 60-3, 51 stops. Taking on Alexander Povetkin, and that's going to go down October the 5th, I believe, in Moscow. A big fight in the Moscow Olympic Stadium. Klitschko, as I said, 60-3, 51. Povetkin 26-0, 18. Povetkin, just another. I think he's. I'm sorry. I mean, the kid's got a little bit of talent, but I don't think he's going to beat. I don't think he's going to beat Vladimir. I don't think he's going to even win too many rounds.
Well, you know, maybe Father Time beats Vladimir, but Vladimir and his brother are both serious, dedicated athletes, and that's one of the things about Mayweather. Whatever else you think about him. His technical virtuosity and so on. He's always been dedicated. He's always come in the ring in shape. And so do the Klitschkos, and that's why they've been among those rare champions that are able to sustain their championships for a long, long time. So if Klitschko is still 95% of himself, you know, he's supposed to beat Povetkin.
Okay. Where do these guys go, Larry? I mean, is there any? I'm looking at the top 10 heavyweight division, and there's not anybody that stands out there. Tony Thompson is maybe the best American heavyweight out there. Were you impressed with Areola's win over Seth Mitchell, or is that something to be impressed with?
Yeah. You know, I thought he would win. I thought he would win by a knockout, but he goes out and he does it. And he does it in the first round, and he takes a few good shots, and he keeps coming and punching, and he looked like he was in better shape than I've seen him since I first saw him and had never heard of him. I saw him in a preliminary to a big fight. He weighed about 232. So maybe he's going to get more serious and have another shot at a title or to make some big money. It was a grand idea to have a Mexican American heavyweight champion of the world, but for one reason or another, he's not the guy.
No.
And maybe if simply by hanging around, he'll get another shot, and maybe the Klitschkos will retire, or just get old.
Well, you know, he was, I mean, the talk going in was the winner was going to fight Deontay Wilder. I haven't heard that since the day of the fight. Nobody's good. sort of talking about that now.
That's a good point, Pedro. I don't know if they're ready to put, you know, Wilder has been fighting, as you call them, you know, hobos and cab drivers.
Yeah.
And, but he's knocked them all out. And, but whether they're just trying to give him a beautiful-looking resume and vault him into a big-money shot, or whether they're ready to show the world that he's somebody to be taken seriously, will be told by whether they make that fight or not. I'm not too sure they will.
Is he the Michael Grant of our era right now?
Well, we don't know that. You know, I mean, you know, Michael Grant, you know, like Mitchell, was another outstanding athlete who had done well in another sport and tried to become a professional prize fighter. But for all his dedication and all of his smarts and being able to hit the bag and be able to look like a fighter. And he beat a couple of decent fighters, if you recall.
Yep.
When he came up to the guys who were going to punch back, he didn't have the ability to take it because that's one of the things you can't teach. I mean, the normal process of boxing through amateurs, through early careers, is to weed out the guys who can't take it. And then you come to the guys who can, and they become contenders. We saw that Mitchell, who had everything going for him that we could imagine just from looking at him, just turned out that the jaw was not made for this game on the elite level.
Okay, Andre Ward just tweeted he's going to fight a guy named Edwin Rodriguez November 16th. He says, I've signed my bout agreement. The ball is now in his court. Why hasn't Andre Ward exploded, a 2004 Olympic gold medalist? Why hasn't he exploded? I mean,
well, it's not only that he won the medal, but then he went in that tournament and he beat some really good fighters, the best guys in the world in that division. Super middleweight, but then he beat the light heavyweight champion, albeit at a lesser weight, and he got injured, or he just hasn't been able to exploit it. You know, he doesn't have the kind of style that's going to immediately grab people, but he's a very good fighter. And he wasn't able to exploit it. I think Rodriguez the fact that one guy signed the contract doesn't mean the other guy likes the contract. Mm-hmm. We'll see. And hopefully they'll make that fight. I think it's a good comeback fight for him because Rodriguez has got a lot of skills and he's a good fighter, but the Ward seems better in all those skills departments. And then we'll see if he moves up to light heavyweight, where there could be some good opponents and serious, entertaining, crowd-pleasing fights.
Okay, based on last night's performance of Floyd Mayweather, how would you match him with Sergio Martinez? So who do you think would be favored going into that, and how do you see that, Larry? The current reigning...
Martinez is, if he's not shot fighter, he's a wounded fighter.
Okay.
He's closing in on 40. He's been injured. He's fought very little over the last year and a half. He's not coming back until early 2014. He's probably an excellent opponent for Mayweather at this stage of his career. But I don't think that, he's the serious. He's got a championship. He can cash in on it by getting a good fight and a good payday against Mayweather if Mayweather wants that. I'd rather see Mayweather fight Austin Trout if Trout can get himself a win. But I can see that that's a possibility. You know, we know that Roy Jones took one shot at the heavyweight. at a heavyweight, and so it's possible, and it looks as though Martinez is very vulnerable at this point.
Okay. Back to last night's card, Matisse, very predictable. Is he able to change his game plan, or is he sort of just stuck in that mode where he's at? He's going to be like the number two guy forever.
Well, if Garcia's around, he's going to be number two, because Garcia is 25 and is a really smart fighter who figures out what his opponents are going to do and is able to adapt to that, and he's a tough kid. He's a real Philadelphia gym fighter. But I don't think Matisse embarrassed himself last night at all. He fought bravely with one eye through the second half of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tough, hard fight, and he'll be back. And you know, whether he can win a title or not is irrelevant. He's a crowd-pleasing fighter. He's always in good fights. Not only that, Pedro, but he's the only tattooed fighter I know of who owns his own tattoo parlor.
The old godfather of boxing, right, is a Hall of Famer just like yourself. I'm talking about Jack Fisk. He used to say back in the 70s, right, guys with tattoos can't fight. Well, he couldn't say that nowadays because, like, so many guys have tattoos.
Yeah, except this is a fight between one guy who did and one guy who didn't. And the guy who did literally owns his own tattoo parlor back in Argentina.
Okay. Juan Manuel Marquez. Looks like October the 12th, he's taking on Tim Bradley. Marquez coming off the knockout of Pacquiao, 55-6. A draw and 40 KOs. Of course, Bradley undefeated, although that Pacquiao win was a little questionable in the minds of some. 30-0, 12 KOs. Is Juan Manuel Marquez going up too much in weight here? I mean, you know, Tim Bradley seems like a bigger guy.
Well, look, Bradley's fought at 140.
Yeah.
For most of his career. I think in the big picture of the 40 and 47 pounders, a win for Bradley would make him would theoretically put him on the short list of potential opponents for Mayweather, except that Bradley is a top-ranked fighter. But, you know, I agree that Bradley got a very questionable decision over Pacquiao, but he got it. And
C.J. Ross was one of the judges, Larry. They gave it to Bradley. Anyway, real quick, in 90 seconds, as we look forward to 2014, Mayweather's probably going to be on the shelf until March or April or May maybe. What big fights do you see coming up that haven't been announced? Anything you're hearing through the grapevine?
Well, you know, I think that people are expecting the Broden Maidana fight in December, and that could be a pretty entertaining fight and maybe a meaningful fight. I think, depending on what happens with Pacquiao Rios,
mm-hmm.
is there a rematch with the winner of Bradley Marquez? Okay, and how does that go? Does Pacquiao fight himself back into position to challenge Mayweather next year? I mean, if he would beat Rios and then beat the winner of Bradley Marquez, could that pot be stirred again?
That's a good
point. So, you know, stuff happens. Looking forward to seeing Garcia fight again. I like the Russian fighters,
yeah.
the light heavyweight and the middleweight.
Golovkin. No question about that. Larry, I want to thank you for your time both Saturday and Sunday. And Larry Merchant's interviews are available at ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, and iTunes.com as well. Godfather, enjoy your Sunday. We're blessed with your presence. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Pedro.
The Godfather himself, Larry Merchant. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and get this, folks, the American Forces Network as well.
Making someone happy. In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469. That's 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check out the late, great Paul Williams here. Bottom line is, those are the Temptations, folks. And, of course, everybody but Melvin Franklin, the original Temptations, could sing lead. Eddie Kendricks, Paul Williams, Otis Williams, and, of course, the great David Ruffin. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing. Next hour, we're covering MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Minneapolis, Minnesota, next week, September 21st. Celeb Truax, of course, the guy that beat Jermaine Taylor and didn't get the call. It was like funny fighting. With the bottom line is, he's a pretty decent fighter. He's in action. And I want to say hello to the Nelsons, Denny and Mark Nelson, both referees, father and son. Saw the son in Budapest, Hungary. The father wasn't feeling, the mother wasn't feeling well, so the father couldn't come. So the Nelsons, have a good time next week. They are great, great officials. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, you can go to my website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com, and get the interviews with Larry Merchant, past prior shows, articles, ratings, predictions, you name it. We got it going on at ringtalk.com. Peace and respect.